Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. We like to do this once a month, sort of as a public service to all you parents out there. I have a child. I know what a challenge it is to raise a child nowadays, especially when both parents are working, if both parents are working. And even if the mom's staying home and the dad's working or vice versa, there's no handbook on how to raise kids. And that's why we have Dr. Sophie in once a month. And Dr. Sophie is a world-renowned child psychiatrist. And we'll be able to help you out. Welcome back, man. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Nice to see you, too.
Your suit and tie on today. You must have been doing some business today.
Yeah. Little celebrity rehab tonight.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Who's in celebrity rehab? Can you tell us?
Can't tell you yet. It's going to be good, though.
I thought part of rehab was you're supposed to be anonymous, you know? And all these celebrities are like, hey, look at me. I do coke.
It's Hollywood.
Yeah, Jesus. My uncle, who is an alcoholic, and still is, by the way, had a great saying. He said he'd rather be an alcoholic than anonymous. There you go.
Can't beat that.
So enjoy yourself. All right. You can also check out Dr. Sophie on his website, drsophy.com, drsophie.com. And you got to get your calls in early because we usually get a ton of calls here for Dr. Sophie. So if you're raising that kid and that kid's turned out to be an a-hole, or maybe your wife's an a-hole, or maybe the father's an a-hole, or maybe all three of you's, I don't know, all three a-holes are living under one roof. And you're looking for some answers with some difficulties you're going through with those kids, call us up here and Dr. Sophie will try to straighten you out. 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California, 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Now, the last hour, we were talking about guys who don't wear wedding rings. Yeah. I happen to be married,
yeah,
and I don't wear a wedding ring. Does that say something about me, or is that just a preference that guys have nowadays?
I think it says something about you.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Why don't you wear it?
Does that mean I'm hotter or cooler than the dudes are wearing?
Well, I want to know why you don't wear it.
Because if you look at my fingers here, I look like a duck. I mean, I'm faster than all my friends at swimming, but it's not good for the marriage.
Yeah,
I have
that.
These big webs in there, and it kills me. Is there anything else I could wear? Should I wear like a pin that has her name on it and her birthday or something?
Do you have that on both hands?
Yeah, both hands.
How about your feet?
No, I could wear like a pinky, like a toe ring.
Right.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Yeah, or a tennis chain around my waist.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be
fantastic. Something around your neck.
I never wore, the only time I ever wore jewelry was when my parents brought me back puka shells from Hawaii. And that was hot, like in the 70s. Remember then?
I remember.
Guys walking around with S chains or puka shells on. And that used to be real hot. And I think that's gone away.
I still have mine.
You still have yours?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Now, I got to ask you something else here.
What?
Play some audio for you here. I did something that I think may have hurt somebody over the weekend here. Our very good friend, Sam Phillips. All right? She's on weekends here. She's on Saturday night.
I met her. I was here with her, remember?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. And she has a show on Saturday night. Anyway, her cat died recently.
Yeah, I know.
Of 21 years, and she was in mourning, so she went to Santa Fe to, get out of mourning. And she came back, and she brought gifts for everybody. And she brought me something that I still don't know what it is. It looks like a bunch of roosters on a chain, and there's a little bell, and it's supposed to be good luck, right?
Yeah.
And I had it in my bag here for a while, and she said, hang it outside or near your front door. It's supposed to bring you good luck. I happen not to believe in stuff like that.
Right.
So I hooked it up on one of the TVs here, and I hung it from a television set, and it hung there for about 4 or 5 days, and I guess somebody took it or whatever. So she saw it when she came in to do her show, and this is the reaction she had on her show to seeing the present that she bought me hanging in the studio. Here it is.
I'm furious.
Why?
Tim Conway Jr., if you're listening, you think that I didn't see this? It only took how many days? How many days has this been sitting hanging off the television? I went to Santa Fe to grieve the death of my cat, my 21-year-old baby.
Like all human beings.
Right.
Every time a cat dies, off to New Mexico.
Yeah. Jesus. 21? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was 21.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I picked up some presents for my good buddies, because I sit in on the Conway show every other Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I brought him a present, a good luck.
Is it catnip or something?
No.
Oh, it sounded like it over the air.
No. It's actually...
Is it something a cat plays with, though?
No.
Oh.
No. Okay. It's
But why? I'm just trying to understand why your cat died and you bought him gifts. I mean, I think it's a great concept.
No, I went to Santa Fe and I'm a giving type of girl. So when I come home from an away place, I bring people that I work with gifts. And actually, I was bringing his call screener, Gina Grad.
Okay, what?
And his engineer, Randy Wang, gifts. And I didn't want to be rude and not bring Tim Conway a gift. So I spent my hard-earned money that I barely make any of on a good luck tote bell that you hang by your front door. This is why I gave him this, so he'd have good luck. And he left it hanging here in the studio on the TV. And it's gone an entire week where nobody has stolen it, which I think is fascinating in this joint.
Fascinating? It means nobody wants that garbage, including Tim.
Dude!
Now, does that sound like real anger?
Yeah, you pushed her right
over the edge. Yeah, all right. Well, you know, she doesn't know me. I mean, I've known her for 12 years, and she has no idea who I am after 12 years. But to buy me, and I can't remember what the hell she called it here, a good luck totem or something. What
hanging here in the studio on the TV, and it's gone an entire This is why I gave him this, so he'd have good luck, and he left it hanging. A good luck totem bell that you have.
A good luck totem bell.
I think she likes you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think she does. But I the kind of guy that would hang a good luck totem bell from my front door? I don't think so.
No.
You know. So I hung it here in the studio for good luck in the studio.
I think she likes
you. For ratings and stuff.
I think she likes
you. Well, if she does, then she's one of very, very, very many, many women who will be disappointed at the end.
Yes, they
if they get to know me really well. All right. it's totally true. I've left a lot of very disappointed women in the Valley.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And a lot of actually very excited women that I didn't end up with them. All right. If you have a question for Dr. Sophie, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. He also works for the County of Los Angeles or the City
I
of
do,
Los Angeles?
The County of Los Angeles.
And so when kids are neglected, you step in.
Yes, the Department of Children and Family Services.
All right. That's a very powerful department.
Yes, we do great work.
And, you know, you can go into a house and say, okay, what do you have to feed? What are you feeding this kid? Mm-hmm. You changing the diapers on this kid and really make sure that kid's taken care of.
Are you disciplining? How are you getting that child to school? Are you giving them permanency and safety? And try to look at risks for children.
And what are some of the risks that you've seen that you're like,
You know, I think there's a lot of domestic violence and substance abuse that really infiltrates families these days. And our mission is really not to take kids. It's to really build those families and give them some tools to be stronger.
I see. But at the end, sometimes you got to take the
kids. Sometimes
kid.
We have to. And then they
How depressing is that?
That's very hard.
Yeah.
They love their kids.
Oh, bubble. All right. Let's talk to, how about Miguel in Montebello? You're on 97.1 Free FM with Dr. Sophie.
Hey, what's going on, you big stud?
Hey, dude.
Hey.
I'm calling. I just wanted to give Dr. Sophie, thanks, because I emailed him a while ago about my kid hitting his mom, and he suggested that, maybe he needs a little daddy time, and it seems to be working. I'll take him out to the park. We'll just go for walks, and he seems to be calming down a bit.
That's good. Yeah, just keep building a relationship with him. He needs you.
How old's your kid?
20 months.
20 months. Wow, that's still young.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. A boy or girl?
Boy.
Little boy. And at 20 months, he's already starting to hit your wife?
Well, he'll want stuff done, and I guess he's just used to having everything his way. He'll kind of, kind of hit her.
Oh, man. Oh.
Yeah.
You pile on at that point and team her? Both taking shots at her?
No, Miguel, don't do that.
Yeah. No, that's not the way to go. Can't dog pile on mom.
Yeah, do what you're doing. You're doing a great job.
All right, thanks, Miguel.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, there he goes, man. So look at that. You're helping people. That one guy in Montebello.
Can you believe that?
Yes. Well, no, you got great advice. You can also go to the website, drsophie.com, S-O-P-H-Y.
That's how I actually met Miguel. He heard me here, and he emailed me.
Do you remember this guy?
I do.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
You got a lot of people doing that, emailing you questions? Taking care of all of them? Or?
I am.
Wow,
you're busy. By myself.
You're busy, man. You don't have a secretary, assistant, or anybody?
Yeah, I have two at the county. They're great people.
Right.
Lots of work.
Yeah.
You need support in these kinds of positions.
Dr. Sophie, man. Let's talk to Chris and Tarzana. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, what do you got?
Well, I have a son who's got a great family, but he's violent. What can I say? He throws skateboards in the wall. I'm constantly patching holes in the wall. And
how old is he?
He's 19.
And he lives with his mom and dad?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
What would you say?
Well, I live... I got my... He has a younger brother who's 18. Okay. And I got him a good gig at UCLA because I had some ends there.
Where does the 19-year-old live, with you or his mother?
His mom.
Right.
And... but he just bashes things up. I'm constantly patching holes in the walls, and the last thing you said to me was, you know, I'm going to kick your A.
Yeah, he's angry. I mean, did you guys divorce in a rough way?
No, just doesn't like me. And I also have a 15-year-old daughter. So, you know, I'm trying to smooth things out.
Are the other kids rough with you?
It's never come to fisticuffs, you know, nothing like that.
Well, I'm sure that he doesn't like you because you remind him of himself and the things he doesn't like about himself. That's what's going on.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, usually.
I think that has a lot to do with it, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you can build a relationship with him somewhere, just let him talk to you.
He won't talk.
Well, maybe email him. Find a way to communicate with him.
In what way?
Well, either email him, you can send, you know, do you see him regularly?
Yes.
Then you need to tell him. I mean, I want to have a relationship with you. What do we need to do? But, I mean, remember, he's 19, probably about 14 or 15 emotionally.
Yeah, well, I tried that, but he just won't say a peep.
Is he in school?
You know, I just don't know how to patch things up.
Is he in school?
We homeschool. We all have always homeschooled.
Yeah. Mm. He's an angry kid. He needs to be out in the society. Is he out there enough?
Yeah. Well, he works at GM and got a job, got a good gig, and has a nice car. And
how long has he been working?
A year or so.
All right. And don't forget genetics. I mean, if you guys have any depression, any anger management issues, any alcoholism, drugs, substance abuse, you got to look at those things.
Yeah. What are you like? You a mess?
Am I a mess?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a mess.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, what do you expect? In what area is you a mess?
I'm not working right now.
Do you drink? Do you use drugs?
I don't use drugs.
Do you drink?
Yeah.
What do you like?
Just vodka.
What kind?
Cheap.
Okay. That's a problem.
Your kid's angry at you. And you got to figure out why you're drinking. There might be a reason you're drinking. Maybe you're self-medicating yourself, and whatever you have, he might have. You got some issues you got to look at.
Yeah, but for the immediate future, the next couple days, couple weeks, you go high-end vodka, you don't get as big a hangover.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, and also, I might just be a little OCD here, but what kind of all-purpose tape and joint compound are you using to patch those holes in the wall?
I didn't quite get that. I'm sorry.
What kind of all-purpose tape and joint compound are you using to patch those walls?
I still didn't understand that. But
I'm going to put you on hold then. And Randy, can you ask him? Because I really need to know. Because there is a kind of like a piece. There's crappy material out there.
I'm sure there is.
That's going to show when you go to sell that house.
Right.
And
but
you got to use top of the line all-purpose tape and joint compound.
I would hope he's doing that. Yeah. But he's got to love his son enough to figure himself out.
Yeah. Well, I think he's got a hearing problem as well. Is that possible?
Well, or a drinking problem.
Yeah. Does drinking affect the ears after a while?
It could.
Oh, bubble. I got to get a hearing aid then.
What?
Because I'm not going to stop drinking.
I didn't hear you.
Anthony and Irvine, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Dr. Sophie's with us.
How you doing, Tim?
All right. What's up with you?
Hey, I've been listening to your show for a long time, and I've heard Dr. Sophie on here about 5 times.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been listening well.
It's really interesting, like, when he's on, and I do have a question for him. I got a 10-year-old boy.
Okay.
And I got a divorce from his mom, well, 10 years ago. Because she was cheating on me.
Uh-oh.
And we've always had shared custody, and he's back and forth a lot, like every week. You know, he's with me on the weekends.
Right.
With her on the weekdays during school, because she lives like 30 miles away. Well, he's every time on the weekends that he's with me every weekend. On Sunday night, he starts getting really depressed because he has to go back the next day to go to school.
Yeah, I was the same way with my dad.
Yeah, and he has to spend the whole week with his mom, and then he's been having some problems at school. Well, he's been with me all summer, and we just got back from a camping trip and everything that we do every year. And he's super depressed and really angry right now because he has to go back with his mom. And he just, you know, I don't want to say that, you know, he wants to stay with me because, you know, obviously that's what I want.
Yeah.
I know that's what he wants, but he's 10 and he doesn't know how to tell his mom that he wants to stay with me. I mean, she's married to a different guy. She has another daughter with him, so he has like a stepdaughter.
Well, are you able to take him full time if he wanted to go?
Oh, totally. I mean, there's a school, you know, less than a mile from my house. He really just wants to be with me and just be with her.
Well, first of all, thank you for being a good dad to him. You're really doing a great job. Second of all, this is the age that he should be reaching to want to be with his dad. So it might not be a bad time to start a conversation with your ex-wife about, you know, maybe doing things a little bit differently as he gets older. And I think the more friendly you approach that with her, the less defensive she'll be. And I think, you know, that's probably the best way to go.
Hey, where does your ex-wife live?
She lives in Lake Elsinore.
And where do you live?
I live in Corona, but I work in Irvine.
Right. What if you moved closer to, like, Lake Elsinore?
Well, see, she used to live, we used to live in a very close proximity to each other, so...
Did that work?
It probably wouldn't, because she's trying to hold on to him because she's going through a with her other daughter, and she's trying to show the court that she wants to keep both of the kids together. So she's using that too, and plus she's getting child support from the other father and from me. So I think, you know, it's going to take a lot of income for her.
I think Dr. Sophie has some great advice. I mean, you know, eventually if this kid wants to live with his dad, maybe that's the right move. Huh?
Absolutely. Just approach it in a nice, safe manner for her. She'll get defensive.
Yeah. When my dad divorced my mom, my dad moved about 4 miles from the house, so it wasn't a big deal.
Right.
But still on Sundays, I remember getting really depressed at having to go back and you know, live with mom.
And this is the age it should happen for him.
Yeah, and eventually, I think I was 14 when I moved in with my dad.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Somewhere between 12 and 14, it starts that, you know, a boy really wants to be around his dad.
Yeah, that happened with my wife as well. My wife lived with her mom up in Oregon, and then at 13, she realized she wanted to live with her dad in Orange County, and she had to tell her mom, I'm moving to Orange County with dad. That was the toughest thing she's ever had to do.
It's hard because that other parent feels rejected and unloved and unappreciated, and that's why you have to approach it in a way that she won't feel that way, and that you already, you know, saw the strengths and the great parenting she's done, and you're going to pick up from there and move it forward.
But they do feel unloved when you moved out, but isn't that the result of them also not showing enough love?
Well, it's all about them. I mean, they should have filled up their life enough so that they don't feel that void.
Oh, I see, Ryan. All right. But it's still tough when your kid
at
11 says, you know, Ma, I can't stand living with you.
That's why you need a parent who's going to co-parent with you that's understanding and will reach and meet you halfway.
Oh, it's impossible. I don't know how people raise kids nowadays. They really don't.
It's tough.
All right, folks, if you want some advice from Dr. Sophie, again, a very popular family psychiatrist. He is here, and he's giving out some good advice, man, to these kids and these parents who are looking for just a little piece of advice on how to raise these nuts nowadays. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Dr. Sophie is with us, drsophy.com, drsophy.com. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Dr. Sophie is with us, and you may have seen him on CNN. Also, what, Good Morning America, The View? You're all over the joint, huh?
Larry King.
Larry King, yeah. How is Larry, by the way?
Rachel Ray. I was on Rachel Ray last week.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, look at you, man.
Larry's good.
Yeah?
Larry's good.
And what did you talk to Larry King about?
Polygamy.
Wow.
Body language of the presidential candidates.
Oh, I remember that. I saw that. That was cool. Yeah.
Interesting stuff.
Now, are you for or against polygamy?
What's today?
Yeah, it's only Monday.
Right.
Hey, listen, if a guy wants to have 9 wives, that's not cool?
Just don't injure kids.
Okay, so as long as you don't have kids, 9 wives is cool.
Well, you can have them. You got to keep them safe and protected.
All 9 wives? Or 10?
All 12 kids.
Oh, I see. 12 kids with the 9 wives. That's got to be a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, how do you know whose is who?
Exactly.
You know?
That was the problem.
Yeah. Little Susie. Who's your mom again? Number 4.
Right.
All right. If you want an answer to any problem you might have, especially in raising those youngins, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Lisa and San Dimas, you're on 97.1. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Nice to hear your voice. What's going on with you?
I just had a question. I have a 5-year-old, and about 2 months ago, he was at one of my girlfriend's house who has a 7-year-old. And the 7-year-old, it's a boy, and he licked my son's, you know what, and my son told me about it. And ever since then, I don't know if it's my imagination, but he masturbates like excessively, and I don't know if it's that or his age. I'm not sure why he's doing it.
Well, is 5 young to do that?
No, I mean 5 is around the age that they start to touch themselves, and you got to redirect them to privacy. However,
that was a late bloomer then.
Well, however, that behavior was not okay between the 7-year-old.
It's not.
No.
Oh, I see.
And have you told that other parent?
Yeah, I told her right away, and I don't really, he doesn't go over there anymore because of it, and it kind of ruined mine and hers relationship, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and make sure you clarify with your child that, that's not okay, we don't touch others, that whole talk, and make sure your doctor checks your son out.
Really?
Yeah, just get a good exam done, and then see where things go.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't know if it was the first time, because he's been over there more than once,
I think the doctor will ask him, and then, as a mandated reporter of any kind of abuse, he'll take it from there.
Okay. Do you think, really quick, do you think, like, 4 to 5 times a day doing that in his room? I let him do it. Like, I know he's doing it, so I just shut the door. But is that normal? Or?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say what is normal, quote unquote, for sexual activity of kids. You have to be very careful, because around this age, you don't really want to, react in a manner that's going to make them feel ashamed. Because you could have, a lot of issues going on later in life. So let your doc do a good exam. Let him talk to your son. And then really just kind of watch where things go. Your child got stimulated somehow, either by himself or with this behavior, and he's off to the races. And so you just got to contain it and see what happens.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't, start keeping score, on his door.
Yeah. No.
Let him enjoy
see where
himself.
He goes, but make sure he keeps it appropriate.
Yeah. All right.
How do you know he's doing that, by the way?
He was doing it on the couch, and I said, go to your room, and if you want to do that, that's fine, but no one wants to see it, and that's I call it his private time.
Right, right.
So whenever he comes up to me, and he'll tell me, I shut my door, I want to have private time, and I'm like, okay.
And Jesus, then, what a lenient woman. My mother would have punched me in the face. Private time? My ass.
Well, you're a good mom, get it checked out, and then keep an eye on it.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
All right. There she goes, man. Boy, oh boy. That's 5 years old. That's young, huh?
No, not really. They're happy kids.
Yeah. But it's embarrassing that, you got your bridge friends over and the 5 years old is peeling one off on the couch.
Well, that's why you got to discipline your child, and there's a time and a place. And
Jesus,
but if your child
Christ,
gets stimulated
man.
Early, inappropriately, you got problems.
Hey, move the check mix away from that kid. All right. You got a problem with those kids, or perhaps you got a problem with mom or dad, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Ellen in Santa Ana. You're on 97.1 Free FM with Dr. Sophie. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Hi. All right. What's going on with you?
So I'm 34. I'm the youngest out of 5 kids, and I've always been the one in the family to try and keep everyone happy together, so-and-so has met at so-and-so. I'm always the mediator. So now I'm dealing with one of my brothers. He just got out of jail, and he turns out he has a drug problem. So he's in rehab now. But at home, I have 3 sons, and I'm wondering if I'm exposing them to too much, because I've been pretty open with them about their uncle and what's going on. And my oldest
Why did they lock your brother up?
They were drug charges. He had felonies. And
how old are your kids?
My youngest is 8. He has autism. My middle son is 10, and my oldest son is almost 12. He's going into the 7th grade. So he's at that age that I'm, we've got to have the sex talk, and, things are changing, and I'm wondering if I'm, showing them too much.
Well, I would really want to know why you feel you need to keep your family together. What, you know, charity begins at home. You got to keep yourself together.
So yeah, that's true.
Why are you fixing everybody in an attempt to fix yourself? Focus on you and then focus on your own family.
Yeah.
Really, that's where you got to put your energy. And your brother has to get himself together. That's part of addict behavior for people like you who love them to support them and become codependent. So,
yeah.
You know, break
I mean, we've
away.
Been, it's been, I mean, this hasn't just been like in the past year. This has been like 10 years. My mom, she's done with him. Everyone's done with him. And, you know, he's just now admitting it was, you know, a total addict behavior where, yeah. No, I don't have a problem. I haven't done drugs in years, whatever. But here I am pulling up, you know, his criminal record on Vision Public where right. You can find anything out in Orange County and showing him, like, you can't lie to me. This is what's going on.
Right, but you also can't be his codependent. So if you really want to stay connected to him, go to an Al-Anon meeting.
Okay.
And you'll learn a lot there and keep your family preserved, your
okay.
kids.
But you think, I mean, you know, it's like, I don't know. I just wonder, like, I guess today he was out on a pass and he just showed up at my house.
Right. If they ask questions, answer it age appropriately and be honest. Otherwise, don't put too much out there for them.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you.
All right. There she goes, everybody. That is tough, though. When you have a brother who's an a-hole, how do you let them, you know, interact with your kids?
You got to keep it supervised.
Yeah. For some reason, women do that in families. They try to keep the family together for a long, long time after it shouldn't be.
Right.
I don't know, I've never understood
that.
Well,
you know, a lot of it is in their attempt to heal themselves. They're fixing everybody outside of them.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Charity begins at home. Fix yourself.
All righty. There you go. Look at that. Dr. Sophie, man. You can also check out Dr. Sophie on his website, drsophy.com. drsophy.com. Let's talk to, I don't know, how about this Eduardo in Los Angeles? You're on 97.1. How you doing?
Hey, hi. I'm 16 and I'm about to be 17 in August 20th, and I'm just really having hard time with my mom. We're just like constantly.
She doesn't let you have any private time?
It's not that. I have enough of that.
How old are you?
16.
And do you live alone with her?
No, I live with both my parents. They're still married.
Yeah, and what kind of relationship do you have with your dad?
Me and him are great. I love helping him out outside. We do chores together.
See, you're probably a lot like your mom, and you're clashing. What do you fight about?
I mean, lately I got signed up for homeschooling.
Why?
And,
why?
Because I used to fight a lot in school, and she wanted me to separate from all the crazy stuff that I did.
Right.
So then, basically, I told her, you know what, Mom? I started doing homeschooling for 2 years already. I've been doing it. But for this third year that I got signed up, I just told her, you know what, Mom? F it. I don't want to do homeschooling
anymore.
Okay,
but Eduardo, do you hear yourself? It's your conversation with your mom. Your dad's not in that. So it's easier to have a relationship with him because he's not telling you a lot of the hard stuff. So that's probably why you're clashing also with her. So, you know, they got to share that bad news with you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she loves you and she's trying to contain you so that you come out the other end okay.
Mm.
So take a step back and listen to her, but also let her know that, you know, you don't want to be controlled. Have a dialogue with her. Don't get into a battle with her. But know that she's probably coming from a good place.
Mm-hmm.
You allowed to use that F word around her?
Basically.
Oh, bubble.
Well, that's not good. You should have boundaries with her and respect.
Yeah, I would have got my ass kicked.
See, she loves you too much. She's not pushing back on you, but, you know.
You know, if my mom were still alive and knew that you were using that term with your mom, my mom would come over and hit you.
Oh.
Yeah. How long have you been saying that F word around Mom?
I'd say for about 3 years already.
Since you're 12.
Yeah, Eduardo, you know, you're pushing the respect thing, so you got to really pull back a little bit. And maybe that's what you should have a discussion with her.
Awesome. Now, do you swear at your mom? Like, do you call her things? Like, you know, you say F you?
I've done that.
And
I've
your dad, does your dad let you do that?
My dad's just telling me to shut the F up and then don't call
her.
Oh, I
see.
Right, so he does it to you and you do it to her.
Yeah.
You got to stop that whole thing.
Big circus over there.
Yeah.
I'd like to actually see that one day. Can I come over to the house? See everybody with the F's in that house.
You'd just be hearing that, basically.
Come on by. Whereabouts are you?
I'm over here in 125th.
Okay. All right, Eduardo, you're a good guy, man. You're gonna you make it. You know, you got 3 years left or 2.5 years left until you're out of that house anyway.
Study hard and be respectful.
Yeah.
That's another thing also that I feel like dropping out of high school also.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that. Email me. Get on my website and email me. We'll talk.
All right.
All right.
You know, you got the website?
No access to. Here's another thing. I don't have no access. I don't have my own radio. I don't have a TV for me, and I don't have no internet access.
Jesus Christ.
Where do you live?
I live over here, like, 2 blocks away from Gardena.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you go to school, they have computers on campus.
Yeah, I'm not that far away from Gardena Library either.
Yeah, go over there and get online.
You got a pen? Let me give you the website, all right?
All right.
You got a pen? They allow you to use one of those?
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
Okay. All right. D as in David, R, Sophie, SOPHY.com.
Okay.
And remind the doctor you talked to him on the air.
Yeah.
All right.
And if you ever go see him, he'll just fill you up with drugs anyway. You'll get over it.
No.
All right. All right, Bubba. Thanks, man.
All right.
All right. There he goes, everybody. Hey, you take a while before you prescribe drugs to people?
I do.
See, I'd hate to go to you.
I know.
I want to, like, the first 10 minutes, while I'm on the couch for the first 15 minutes, I want you to be
Xanax.
Putting shots in my arms and throwing drugs down me. Yeah. Yeah. All right, Dr. Sophie is with us, an ethical doctor. Guy won't put you on drugs right away. Yeah. These guys are still around, these dinosaurs. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You got a problem in that family, man. This guy's helping thousands of people here in Southern California. To make that household more interesting and to run better. He's doing a kick-ass job. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM, and I am sitting here right in front of one of the world's greatest psychiatrists. His name is Dr. Sophie, and he's helping out families all over the country. And if you need his help, go to his website, drsophy.com, drsophy.com. Always nice to see you, dude.
You too.
Yeah, dude. You're a respected doctor. I shouldn't say that.
That's fine.
You went through a lot of school. You deserve Dr. Sophie.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'll try to watch that in the future.
Okay.
Talk to Elisa in Sherman Oaks. You're on 97.1 Free FM with Dr. Sophie. How are you?
Hey, sexy. How are you?
Me or him?
Me. Oh, baby. A woman after my heart. Look at you.
Well, Dr. Sophie, I have a question for you.
Sure.
I have an 18-month-old, and I'm just trying to prevent him from being a little a-hole because
take his radio from him.
he's listening to Lycus. No, he's already
look at that.
He's already starting to like push and hit little kids on the playground. And I mean, he's really cool at home, and he's pleasant. He laughs a lot. He smiles, but he gets very aggressive on the playground, and I'm not really sure what that is.
Well, he's not aggressive anywhere else.
No, not at all. I mean, he's at home. If you tell him no, he'll say no back to you, but he won't, like, hit. But with other kids, he'll just walk up to them. When you say hi, he'll wave, but then when he gets really close, he'll hit them and say no.
Are you aggressive?
Not really, no. I mean, not with him at all.
No, in general, your way.
It is my way or the highway.
Yeah. Where's your husband?
At this moment, he's on a business trip in New York.
On a highway.
Okay. But you're still together?
Yeah, we're still together.
Yeah, he's probably seen some of what you do. And is he an only child?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a lot of that stuff. So really just, you know, when it's happening, are you there when it's happening? Or that's what the teacher's telling
you? Yeah.
Well,
no,
then you got to
catch
it in the moment. Say, no, we don't do that. Bring him aside. Give him a little bit of a timeout and talk to him during the timeout. Don't make it a punishment. Talk about how we could do it differently, how we handle people, and see where it goes from there. But really watch what you do because he's watching everything you do. So if you're rough with people, he's going to think he can be rough with people.
But, you know, the thing is, we're not really, I mean, in the hitting, we don't hit him at all.
No, I understand.
Well, there's the problem.
But he doesn't know at his age how else to get that aggression out. He's got a lot of aggression.
Finally, the problem comes up.
So the aggression is coming out like a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
So you got to rechannel it for him. It's good that he has that aggression because that's his essence, but you don't want to take it away. So you want to give him ways to channel it.
Okay, so that means when in the moment when he's like when he's pulling people's hair and he's hitting the little kids,
right.
You just pull him away.
Right, pull him away. Talk with him. Have him feel a consequence and find out better ways to do it with him. Let him come up with some of those ways.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Great
so
advice.
Much.
All right. Thanks. Take care, Lisa.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right. There she goes. That's great advice, you know?
That's free.
Free advice. So when the kids, batting other kids around, you got to pull them away and say, hey, listen.
Yeah, and talk with them. Because if you chastise them, they're only going to do it more, or they're going to get scared, and they're going to get angry. This way, get a better neutral fit with them.
Before I had a daughter, yeah. When I would take care of like kids or like see kids get rough, especially like 2.5-year-olds with each other, I used to just MF them.
Yeah, that's great.
And that worked, mm-hmm. You know? I mean, I don't know what they end up like, but, for the moment.
Go to Twin Towers. They're right over there.
This is a quick story. We were flying cross country, and this baby wouldn't stop crying, screaming. A 2-year-old kid wouldn't stop crying. Everybody came up and tried to help the kid out and stuff. And so I said, to the flight attendant, I said, can I take a shot at this? And she goes, please, anybody. So I grabbed the kid, and on the plane, I go, shut the F up, and yelled at the kid. Never said a word for another 3 hours.
That's great.
Just sat in that seat.
Nothing like verbal abuse.
Hey, everybody enjoyed their movie.
I'm sure
they
did.
I think it was Fried Green Tomatoes. We're all watching. All right, Dr. Sophie,
yes,
love to have you in again
every month or so. Thank you.
Everybody learns from Dr. Sophie. And
thank
if you'd like some advice, go to his website. A lot of information there that's very helpful on how to raise those kids and how to be better parents and better sons and daughters.
That's right.
And go to drsophie.com, drsophy.com. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Brown,
nice
to see you. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Got to thank Dr. Sophie for coming by. And now in front of us, two more child psychiatrists, John and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show. Nice to see you, fellas.
That's some title.
What's up, Tim? What's going on
on the big show tonight?
A guy loses his $250,000 house because he didn't pay a parking ticket from 4 years ago.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is this a great country or what? I'm telling you, if you don't pay your bills, let's go after real estate.
Yeah, you got to take that guy to Vegas. His luck is about to turn. All right, stay tuned for the John and Jeff Show, everybody, on right now. They'll take you till 3 o'clock, and then I'll be on tomorrow right after Tom Likas. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Tell us you like hamburgers if she's fatter than you are. You like burgers?
She don't like burgers.
All right, get out of here. All right. What's wrong with you? The guy's wife is sitting there at the table. She's 290 pounds. The guy can't talk about it. I remember the days when you didn't have to talk in code. And, men were men. You could talk about your wife the way you wanted to. Now you got guys like myself whispering all the time, on that phone. Remember the day you didn't have to whisper? Jackasses out there, now you're married? Gotta whisper all the time?